The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, 10th of December, 2018. Bringing up the rear guard, Steve Elkins down in God's waiting room.
No, John, I don't want to be pessimistic. I just I know how powerful these people are. They're mafia type, and I would love to. It would be one of my wish on my wish list. Please, please, on my wish list for Christmas, an indictment and actually something sticks. But how many thousands of emails was that? 30,000, 35,000, 37,000 emails she deleted, she got rid of her hard drive, scrubbed everything, and not a damn thing has happened over all that.
Well, and here, pray tell, I hear that these emails weren't really deleted and they're actually in a server.
You're right. They are. NSA has them. Yeah.
They're so there. You start to squeeze. You know, the big bad boys that run the wet teams, you know, order assassinations and things of that nature. Do you think these guys are just unshakable? They're not. Because you're talking about field agents. You're not talking about the brains of the operations actually being out in the field. And the only thing you got to do is squeeze somebody that's next to them that know. And then things might start to happen. Now, the only thing that's going to prevent that is if somebody wants to whistleblow, mm-hmm. and their butt is not covered, or the move is not sanctioned by the people that are going to do the really "I gotcha." In other words, follow through with issuing warrants. Let's get these people to court. Let's get this thing out in the open. Steve, this entire world is starting to wake up. I still see the press playing this Paris thing off. How many weekends has it been? Four now?
Yeah, something like that.
Hundreds of thousands of people falling out. Now they're putting in the black mass boys to do some damage and do some off-the-wall things so they can divert attention around it. But what this is really about, yeah, it's a gas tax, but it was the one that Macron put on the gasoline in France for this climate change tax, and these people had had enough.
Right.
They had had enough of the EU. They've had enough of Macron. They've had enough of the whole deal. And this is still going on. This is showing me that the Parisians are dead serious about this. Theresa May and her Brexit sabotage, it's not going to work. So having said that, once you, and Trump has said this, he said, "I am not a globalist." And I believe that to be true and correct. And what he's done is everything that indicates to me, to the contrary, he's not one of them. He's not a globalist. Everything I've seen this guy do, it would indicate to me, Steve, that he's on the side of the American people. Now, having said all that, Let me ask you this question. This one isn't rhetorical. With what this guy is doing, what he has done, what he, quote unquote, might plan to do in the future, would you be comfortable in your skin being Donald Trump sitting in the White House right now?
Would I be comfortable? Yeah. My skin.
Yeah.
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
Speaking of which, you know, let me ask you this question. Where is Donald Trump? What's his view on the whistleblower? Because Julian Assange is being hung out to dry, and he was not the hacker. The Russians, and this whole thing is just, it's just so corrupt. But I thought at one time he actually was supportive of Julian Assange, and now I hear nothing about Trump supporting him.
You have not seen Julian Assange in this country, have you? And there's been, of late, there is a revelation here that Julian Assange is not going to be deported to a country that wants to put him on trial for treason.
Good.
So as long as Julian Assange, he's already been there for 6 years, folks.
Yep.
If he can wait a little bit longer, this thing was Seth Rich that actually gave Assange all that information, all those emails. The dead man is still talking from the other side of the grave. Steve, we've been so conditioned and we've been so enmeshed in this stuff for such a long period of time. Nobody recognizes that this is the biggest political upset this country has ever seen. It makes Watergate look like a couple of boys that want to be CIA people or, yep, you know, some little clandestine operation to go get this guy or go get that guy or dig up dirt. No, this is going to put multiple people in jail for multiple years.
Yeah, this is probably tenfold of Watergate. This is huge.
It is big. Yeah. And I'll tell you what. I've been seeing stories, and somebody is floating this out here, that what happens if Donald Trump starts to go after the deep state, starts issuing warrants? Can you count on the American people? Can you count on the militia of the United States of America? See, this is what I mean. You've got a lot of intelligentsia fingerprints all over everything. And I am extremely wary of any story that's coming out that's negative Trump, because I can just about imagine who is cooking these stories up and who's releasing them. Who's putting them in the pipeline? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the Comey boys, the Clapper guys, these guys don't go silent. Their silence will get them hung.
Yeah.
So there's still an active role in trying to discredit Trump. And, you know, to be honest with you, with the amount of information that's out there right now, you know, I think we're even past the point of, well, this is a credible situation. Let's just put a bullet in the guy's head.
Right.
It's not going to change anything. As a matter of fact, it would exacerbate and hasten the quickening on them, I do believe. So I think they're pretty well screwed.
Well, I'll tell you what, the closer they get to actually theorizing, actually pressing charges and indictments, you're going to start seeing some people die mysteriously. It's going to be very interesting. People aren't disappear.
They can't kill everybody that has information about this. This is the problem. Number one, we do not know how many people for pay to play when she was head of the, you know, she was Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. We don't know what crime she committed when she was a senator. We don't know what crime she's committed with this Clinton Foundation, if you notice something. Now, what happens with every president that they do a term or two terms or whatever the case may be? There's always talk of the library.
Right.
The library. As if, you know, that somehow that this is kind of the rubber stamp of approval to presidents. Oh, we'll name a library after him. Well, the one thing that Hillary Clinton had going for her after she lost the race against Donald Trump was her very rich and very well-connected foundation. Mm-hmm. She shut that down fast, didn't she?
Yep, she sure did.
But that's not going to stop anything. If we go back to the Rose Law Firm, when Billy Boy was governor, mm-hmm, there's enough dirt on the Clintons. And again, folks, you know, I know that there's been a few people that have up and disappeared. I know there were kids that discovered the airport and all the goings on out in MENA, and they conveniently ended up on the railroad track. Remember that one?
I do.
Yeah, and then a coroner come along and said, oh, you know, they were probably smoking marijuana, and they just laid down on the tracks and went to sleep. Yeah. The problem is that once you lie, you have to create another lie, and then another, to cover, mm-hmm. And your lies eventually trip you up. They're at that point right now. Mm-hmm. They're at a point right now that there's really no place left to go. Now, would it be convenient for the intelligentsia hooking up with the Pentagon, maybe starting World War III? Yeah, that'd be a good cover. Mm-hmm. But I don't see that happening. I don't see people dumb enough. And only the people that have bought this stuff. See, now here's another problem. How many people in this country do you actually think that have followed this and we've got to get Trump at any cost? How many Americans actually want to see that happen? I think those numbers are greatly exaggerated. I'd like to see numbers to begin with, but whatever they are, they are exaggerated. I've said this before, mm-hmm. that this whole thing with the medias, them all pretty much reading from the same song page, this identifies them. This is why CNN got a little heady here when he called out and said, look, we're going to take the White House papers away from this guy. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't do that to a news service. Well, yeah, they can. Actually, they can do that. Is he to be reinstated? Yeah, he is. But the point is that you had all these lefty medias with their agenda. Now, I don't believe all of them were banking on Hillary Clinton becoming president. I'm sure that they thought that it would have been nice. But it's the socialist agenda that is really being fired up here. And this is why the media is all on track. This isn't just about Hillary Clinton, folks. This is about the whole ball of wax. Can we flip an entire country's government? Can we turn it socialistic or communist? I would say that there's millions of people that are going, you want to do what? You people don't have guns. You don't have the moxie. You don't have the rule of law. You've got nothing. The mm-hmm. only thing that you're going to have is an outline in my sights. Because if it comes down to purging this in this country, that people want to stand up and say, yeah, I'm a socialist or I'm a communist, and this government's got to go. It's got to be reformed. Guess what? You just made yourself an enemy of the state, and you've become an enemy of mine. Now, here's another problem. What have we seen demonstrated over the years, Steve, that up to and including from the FBI, what did they say about good patriots out there?
Well, not to question your government.
Well, yeah, not to question your government, but they have also done little things to keep the badged ones out on any street USA on edge. Remember a couple of years ago, they came out with, oh, the sovereign citizen. There's a large group of these people, and they're ready to kill any cop that they don't like. This was just more hype and fear. And then they actually did this. The FBI actually did this with the police departments and the sheriffs. Anybody that wears a damn badge or was willing to listen to this crap, this is what the FBI has been out there floating. Problem being that a lot of these cops are familiar with their communities. They know the people. Many conversations have been taking place. And guess what you're not going to have? You're not going to have that thin blue line snap like a rubber band for the state. They are going to side with the people. And for the ones that don't, well, good luck in your new democracy if they're holding it in hell. That's the only thing I could say there. But this is coming down to a push or shove. Now, you said, Steve, that you don't believe that they would indict Hillary. Do you think that we have the ability to get rid of the Federal Reserve?
Good question. It is a good question. I don't know how to answer that. Yes and no. I don't know. I can't go one way or the other on that one. I would love to, sure.
Okay.
But we have to have a collapse. There has to be a total collapse in order to do that. And
no, not necessarily. And you know, that's the problem I'm having. Now, what have we seen that might indicate that there might be a crash. What is affecting the stock market, folks, is, yes, the Brexit deal that made a lot of investors nervous.
Yep.
Because here's all the trade things, and it would upset the, they're at a little apple cart. But again, let's go back with what's been going on in France for over a month.
Right.
The EU army has been deployed to the streets of Paris in an attempt to crush the historic French Revolution currently sweeping across France. Armored European Union military vehicles were filmed storming Paris on Saturday as hundreds of thousands of protesters continue to protest. Wait for it. Globalism. Mm-hmm. This isn't just about Macron's carbon tax. This is pissed off people in France that they were even included in the EU to begin with. They weren't happy about that. They were further insulted by taking in every mother and their uncle that they wanted to shove into France, into Germany, into other European nations. They didn't want it. They've had it up to their eyeballs, and they want this thing dismantled. This is why you're seeing the gyrations in the stock market. And I've been listening very closely to the financial news media guys. Boy, I'm telling you what, it looks like they're sitting on 110, and they get jolted every once in a while by 220. They're nervous as hell. They're trying to attribute that to this, that, and the other. Oh, well, it's the stalled Chinese talks and the trade. No, it isn't. What is crumbling right before our very eyes is this wonderful institution, the New World Order, built for a one-world government.
Right.
That's why you're seeing all the gyrations. Now, and I must say, yeah, were there underpinnings for weak markets and problems yet to come? Oh, hell yeah. Tons. But they didn't expect this.
Well, thank you for saying that, because I was going to mention that. But yes, it's not just about gas taxes and the high taxes in France. It was also about this illegal invasion, this globalism coming into France and coming into Europe in general. I mean, yes, they're tearing up their country. They don't respect the culture, don't respect the people, trying to turn this country into their own country that they left. And you're right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because nobody's talking about that. It's all about the gas taxes and high tax and the carbon tax and global warming and all that crap. That's true, too. But the biggest push is that they're going belly up. They're going bankrupt because they had to take all these people in, and they have to give them homes and the welfare and the health care and everything else. And yeah, that broke their back. Yeah. That's it.
Well, and, you know, here again, I don't see anything happening to the Federal Reserve until the – and if anybody's got an opinion to the contrary, please tell me, because I think this is a lot simpler than the fear porn retailers out there want you to believe. That did it take an act of Congress for Kennedy to bring in United States notes? No. He did it by executive order. This could be done in such a way that there are pallets full of, it could be federal notes, give it a name, I don't care what you call it. Hell, I'd be, you know, put a seal on monopoly money for all I care. But as long as the banks have currency to replace the Federal Reserve notes, this can be done rather quickly, 24 to 48 hours. The banks are sitting there, they've got their currency there, they got everything that they need. We don't need a banking holiday. They can do this, say, over the weekend. And boom, when the banks open up Monday and you go in to cash your check and they give you cash, you might not even notice that it doesn't say Federal Reserve note on it. You may not even notice. But that is how easy it is. Now, the booger on this deal is going to be with contracts and court and so on and so forth. But you know what? Mankind has done many things to ogres and thieves and evil people, and they didn't necessarily follow the rule book or run to their lawyers for advice.
Follow-up question when we come back. Follow-up question.
All right. Robert in Northern California will get your call as well. Hell, Mike Adams over at Natural News is saying that Donald Trump may need the common folk out here, the Americans, to combat the deep state. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five. Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander Lifetime Membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. You had a question.
Yes. Billionaire Donald Trump, billionaire builder, skyscrapers, hotels, is beholden to central banking. How can he take on the root problem, central banking, if he's vested in it?
Well, let me give you an analogy on that. Okay. That'd be like saying you working the ICU, say with a cancer patient that went through procedures, but they got to keep an eye on them. Do you have to actually have cancer yourself to treat that cancer patient?
No, but we're talking about money here. He needs money. He doesn't have that much as you think he does.
Okay, well that's fine.
Okay, but so he has to go to a bank.
Okay, but what if he in his business affairs right now is protecting himself and, well, shutting things down as best he can. And who's to say what the new owners of some of his high-rises might be, or the people that are holding the note? Would it be on the newly formed banks, or would the old banks try to lay claim? I have a funny feeling they're going to be running like cockroaches. They're going to be running so fast, they're not going to have time to turn and make any threat. I don't know. Steve, this country's never been through anything like this. We have had currencies, and we've had bank structures, and we've changed it, and we flipped it back, and we changed it. But nothing as you're seeing today. It's not going to be easy, It might be even painful for a short period of time, but it's something that must be done. And again, I'll go back to your cancer patient in the ICU. I'm not going to look at that cancer patient and go, you know what? Personally, I think you're cooked. So I'm not going to try real hard, you know, to see you through this one. And maybe it's a crappy analogy, but this country has had cancer for quite some time, and it's rotted from the inside out.
Yeah.
Well, a
currency collapse is going to happen in our future. It happens to every country, a currency collapse. And ours has gone way too far already, too long. Well, it's going to happen.
Yeah, stock market crashes. People mm-hmm. thought that was going to happen. Well, today the market was Dow Jones was down 500 points. By the end of the day, let me just check here. By the end of the day, the Dow Jones was up 34 points. It was actually 23,000 and something.
Mm-hmm.
This hasn't happened in a long time. The New York Stock Exchange, I mean, it's still down 52, but this day was headed right into the tank. Chances are the same thing is going to happen tomorrow.
It's quantitative easing and plunge protection.
Well, it very well could be, but they can't keep this up. They cannot cover this. If this market is truly melting down, there's nothing they're going to be able to do to stop it.
So was this the high tech stuff, down there in Silicon Valley we're talking about lost today? Big?
Yeah. iPhone, they're coming out with all kinds of excuses why their nines and tens aren't being sold, and people are going out and buying older models. I think that's crap, because nobody that has an iPhone current is going to go out, sell the thing, because they've already overpaid for it, and buy an older version of something. They're just not going to do it. And again, these excuses and reasoning that they're coming up with, what the hell does the American people know from Apple? They don't know George Soros from Apple Computer or Apple iPhones.
Well, John, that'd be like you going back and buying a VHS player from a DVD player.
I don't have to. I have about a dozen of them sitting collecting dust in my house.
I have a DVD player, but no, I'm going to go back to VHS.
Just in case you got one of those VHS tapes that you really want to watch, and you would be sorely disappointed because of all the high definition now, but more of a matter of record. It's like reading an old, crumply, yellowed, paged book, you know. Let's start these phone calls. I've got two from Northern California. Robert? In Northern California. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Mr. Stepmiller. How are you?
I just turned to see if my dead dad just walked into the room.
I know. I feel like I'm getting a little older every time we continue this conversation. You know, both of you guys are so respectable characters. I really appreciate so much everything you do.
Well, I thank you for the compliment. Now, just call me John.
I don't know about character. Well, I'm not sure about character, though. Character? Character?
The
moral value. Let's leave it at moral value. We'll just go ahead and stop there. It seems that you at least display that much. Look, I've listened to you guys talk, the two of you, the last hour and a half, and for the majority of the time, I really do have to take John's side. Mr. Stepmiller, I know you told me to call you John, but you do such a great service here. It's hard for me not to call you by a surname. You know, when I look at this, I really don't believe that we need to look at an imminent crash before we can see things get better.
Oh, do tell.
I think the most important...
Do
well,
tell.
I don't know exactly how we're supposed to go about it, because I'm no William Wallace, but I certainly believe that we really need to develop some kind of like communal consciousness here about what's going on. I know as well as you guys do, there are a lot of patriots in this country. We're not like, you know, a finite minority here.
Robert, hang on a second. Robert, hang on a second. Let me take this break. Hang on. I'll call you Bobby before the break, and you can call me John when we come back. How's that one? All right. We'll break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We are back. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, gosh. Well, you caught me almost before the bumper music stopped. I almost feel caught off guard. You know, when I look at everything, I do realize, and don't get me wrong, I'm not looking at the major article headlines, but I'm looking all over the news literally for 3 or 4 or 6 hours sometimes a day, everything from Breitbart to CNN to Fox News to blacklisted news to, you know, you have it. I'm not sticking to one end of the game. I'm looking all over the board. Sure. But I'm not looking at the news articles. I'm looking at the comment sections. Mm-hmm. And the things that folks have to say out here prove to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that everyone seems to be very ready to start instituting some change here. And it just seems to me that just about everybody out there doesn't have any way to move forward on it. They don't want to be the whack-a-mole. You know what I mean?
I understand. Here we sit on the precipice of something that's going to be very interesting, very intense, hopefully short-lived, but it's stuff that we have to do. Yeah.
I have a question for
you. Yeah, I would hope you would have something a little bit more positive for me, but I'm afraid you are absolutely correct. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Yeah, Robert, you know, I'm rather impressed watching what's going on in Paris, France right now with the yellow vests. And at one point I started wondering if the yellow vests were just kind of the equivalent of the white helmets that we saw in Syria. But I talked to Mike Rivero about this, and he thinks they're legit. They're citizens who care, who want to get their country back. And I hope that's what's really going on. They're not funded by somebody like George Soros.
I agree with Mike. I agree with Mr. Rivero. I believe that this is an organic circumstance. It was just very convenient that everybody was required to carry a yellow vest in their car. It was one of those things that I don't think this is a paid-off thing, no.
Yeah. Okay, well, my question to you is, with the turnout, we saw, 125,000 people out there in the street protesting. I am encouraged to see that. I like it when citizens stand up and try to take back their country when they see something wrong. Do you think, Robert, my question is, do you think America has that guts that go forward to say, we will rise up, we will go in the streets? I protested war, the first Gulf War.
Well,
and I tell you what, I just don't see Americans. They're so freaking comfortable. I don't see them to get up and be like what we see over in France right now. I would love for Americans to say, you know what, we're going to stand up, we're going to get in the streets, we're going to protest things that are wrong in this country, stop this invasion, people coming in our country. I just don't see them activated to do it.
Steve,
I just don't see it.
Okay, Robert.
Well, let me give you the best answer that I can in the short form. I don't really think that Americans are nearly as much comfortable as they are distracted. I mean, if you look at the average American life, none of us are very comfortable right now. We're scrambling to try to pay every bill that we can, and we're looking at what little is left, and we're trying to figure out what to do about it. Nobody's comfortable here.
Right.
So comfort, no. Distracted? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Americans are so fully distracted. I think that it's actually going to take some kind of tumult on their own residential street before a lot of people are going to wake up, unless they start realizing the big picture. And really, honestly, guys, I think you'd agree with me that the big picture here is that if we don't figure out how to stand up, we're going to lose what we got.
And there's not a whole lot left, just the semblance and the ghost and shadows of a once great country. By the way, Robert, I'll answer Steve's question to you by saying this. Nobody thought we could organize militias back in the 90s, but we organized this entire country. Now, these were people that were willing.
Oh, believe me, I know that from the inside, and I won't share the fine details, but I understand you, sir, very correctly.
Okay, and we were willing, if necessary, to stand up for
the rule. We still are.
Well, and you know what? Now it's the political game that's being played, and people have had enough of that. Along the way, they're learning, what do you mean the Federal Reserve is not federal? What do you mean that it was $1.4 quadrillion that these people walked with? All this stuff is filtering out to the American people. All of it.
Well, the scary thing is that the American people had 115 years now to figure that out, just the Federal Reserve part. I'm just saying.
No, I understand. I understand your point. Hey, Robert, I hate to do this, but I've got other calls we got to get to.
Thanks, Robert.
Don't worry. Let me give a shameless plug before I go with Front Sight.
Okay.
You guys did such a good deed on being able to get that together, and I encourage every possible listener out there who has any capacity to make it to Vegas more than a couple of times a year,
mm-hmm.
if you just donate $400 to Republic Broadcasting Network, you can have a lifetime membership. Guys, don't pass up this opportunity. If you've got the capacity to do this, think it over. So that's, I'm sorry. Go ahead, you guys. You have a great show. I appreciate everything you do. Mr. Stantmiller, my props to you for everything that you're doing, holding together Republic Broadcasting Network. You are an awesome fellow.
Thank you. I appreciate those sentiments, Robert. Thank you very much. I have a tendency sometimes to downplay that. But I will stand by the work that I've done and what we've created and how much of a service it's really been to the American people. For that, I will accept your accolades, and I say thank you. John in Northern Michigan, and Lenny, don't go away. I'll get to your call right after John. Go ahead, John. Hello, John. He put his phone down. Let's go to Lenny. Put that one on hold. Lenny in California. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In terms of Trump being the out front man and all of this, he may not have chosen it. It may have chosen him. But I will say this. In terms of him being the one that is chosen, he's going to have to realize his Achilles heel, and that is Jared Kushner, who I believe, and this is my own personal take, I believe that he's a foreign spy for a foreign government. And I know that it was him who gave the leader of Saudi Arabia, what's his name, Bin Salman?
Bin Salman.
He gave him the list of the royal family to torture and to get money out of. And in return, Salman sold out the Palestinians as for the Palestinians wanting their own home state. Now,
Lenny,
he's got a call.
Lenny, yes, let me ask you the important question. Where is this information coming from?
Try Dr. Rick Wells at True News.
Okay.
Go back and look at his archives. But I already knew this before he reported it. I just heard him report it the other day. But it's a good source for you to go check out.
Okay, True News.
But True News, yes, Dr. Rick Wells. And now as far as the forced immigration in Europe, anybody can see this coming. Nobody wants to lean to the fact, the possibility of it becoming a race war. But would it become a species war if the lions on the Serengeti didn't want the leopards or the cheetahs to mix in with them, and they're all of the same feline family? There's a certain instinct in nature that God put in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you gentlemen are familiar with the inequality. There was an inequality study about these two chimpanzee monkeys. And 25 times, both monkeys were in a separate cage side by side, and the researcher would give them a task to do, and as a reward for their task, they would get a slice of cucumber. 25 straight times. On the 26th time, they gave the monkey on the right a grape. They gave the monkey on the left a slice of cucumber. The monkey on the left saw that it wasn't fair. And the monkey reacted. He threw the cucumber at the doctor who was conducting the experiment and started shaking the cage, because even a monkey has sense to realize when they're not being treated fair.
Right.
Humanity has the same thing in them. God put it within them. If they only rise up. Now, if Trump steps out front and becomes the leader that he say he is, that's humanity's cue to move behind him. If we don't, then we should forever accept our idea as being slaves to the very few.
Well, and the problem I've had, and I've diffused a lot of arguments, I've engaged many black people, and I've asked them, I said, you know, the thing about slavery, do you know the history of that? Do you know who was really responsible for the slave trade? And then I would simply ask them one question: what if you realized that, no, there was no emancipation, but guess what? We're all slaves again, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white. I get this perplexed look on their faces and go, well, you know, I'm here talking about inequality. I said, so am I. You just don't know how you've been double tapped. That's all. The white guy just got it one time. The blacks, they got it twice.
I agree with you 100%, and I am well aware of who was really running the slave trade and the ship named Jesus that most of the slaves were transported on. I'm very aware of the hidden history of, and I'm speaking colloquial here, but you read this, I'm well aware of the secret history between the slavers and the slave traders, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just go to the black types, and I want to go to the likes of Don Lemon. When I see him on CNN, and this is the strangest thing to me, I see him on CNN, and he's saying that the biggest problem of America is white men, racist white men, and they need to be dealt with, but he's a gay man who has a white lover.
Yeah. But see, Lenny, you're not supposed to know that. See, the Communist News Network are for the downtrodden and dumb that are too lazy to do their own thinking for them or do their own background research. These are feeble and weak-minded people. So, you know, the Don Lemons of this world, I just look at them and think to myself, Lenny, you know, one day you're not going to see this guy's face.
One day you will not. You know.
Well, he's what he is. What he is a glad, self-important moron who loves to preen in front of the camera, and he gets paid to do that. But he's, you know, he doesn't understand that when it comes to being a leader, well, maybe he does understand. He just thinks that we're all stupid. You know, when it comes to being a leader, you can't. You have to say what you mean and see what you and mean what you say.
Right.
But to Don Lemon, I want to say this: I can't hear what you say for what you're sucking.
All right, and he's obviously sucking on lemons, right? Thank you, Lenny. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Good evening, sir.
Appreciate you.
Oh my God!
Boy, was that a fast cleanup or what?
Oh, was it ever?
Do I have John yet?
Good recovery,
John. Are you there?
Yes, I pressed the wrong button, John, and transferred to another.
Okay, I've got 14 minutes left to the show, and we've got callers. What's on your mind, John?
Well, Bogreitz came up with an idea with the Federal Reserve: print one coin and give them their money and tell them to get out of town. There are other things that I thought as you were going along with your callers. Every time you sign a promissory note, you've discharged your debt. So everything that people think they owe, they really don't owe. I don't know if you've heard that before, but
yes. There
was a gentleman that was out promoting that, and he died mysteriously in his garage in California, car fire, but they said it wasn't anything suspicious. But once you sign that promissory note, you've created the money out of thin air, and you've discharged the debt. And so we don't really owe, and if Donald Trump signed promissory notes, he's discharged his debt. So it's all a big fraud, and that's what has to be exposed to show that there isn't really anything that we owe anybody, and that it's something that could be worked into the elimination of those criminals, the bankers.
Yeah, the only thing that's going to be missing from this operation is going to actually be the physical script itself. And we've already seen where the Treasury Department followed the executive order of President Kennedy and printed United States notes. I think he printed, he ordered 5 billion, which I think at the time of his executive order, that was about the imbalance in the budget or the national debt, so to speak, at the time, the operational debt for the government. So the only thing that I see is the will to do it and the species to replace it. And those things are easy. They've already been done once. They can be done again.
Well, and someone said they don't know if the people in this country would stand up. That's because we've been inundated with fluoride, which calcifies our pineal gland. And our pineal gland is the frequency gland to take in and be able to see what's taking place. And if it's calcified, it's going to not be so readily affecting the body in the way it should.
Well,
if it's
calcified, then there's a resonant frequency to either excite that or blow up the pineal gland. Which is it going to be? Much like a singer will hit a fine wine glass, you know, crystal glass. You hit that resonant frequency, and they're able to break that glass.
Is that going to be the cell towers? One other thing, quick.
Could be. You just said it before I had a chance to think it. I don't know.
But the CDC just came out and said that there's a mysterious paralysis going on with the children in our country. They're not calling it, you know, the effect of the vaccine, but this is what I just noticed, too, in case people are wondering out there how good everything is with the children, our health, children's health. But God bless you. I had more to say, but I'll let other people talk.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. I'll be quick. The stock market is a function of the liquidity problem that they stopped in early October.
Mm-hmm.
The Fed, and there's many articles out there, they shut off the money supply.
Well,
that's what happened.
It's been crippled. If we follow what happened back in 1929,
right?
The banks did the same thing. They took investment capital right out. I mean, they just sucked it up. And that's the same thing that they've done. Only this time was a little bit different. We had banks that were loaning other banks money at zero interest. So they could do that. They could shift money around, and nobody was really penalized. That being the only difference between then and now. But back then, in 1929, John, pretty much we had a banking holiday for damn near a decade until the military-industrial complex and the people behind the curtain got us into World War One Part Two. You know, there was multiple faceted reasons for doing that. Not one to be left off the table was the immense amount of money that they knew governments were going to have to borrow from the funny money banks in order to pay to go kill other people. Now, having said all that, I can see a time here that the world goes on pause, John, and they figure out that, wait a minute, what is all this chaos? I don't hate the Russians. I don't even hate the Chinese. They can do whatever the hell they want to. You have people in there stirring the mix, trying to get us at each other's throat. I don't think it's going to happen again. And in the meantime, we can start to deal with what they've constructed. We can deconstruct and get on with this thing that we call life here on little planet Earth.
Which I agree with 100%, and the reason I wanted to call is it reinforces your position about us controlling our own currency, but it also illustrates that as much as the French people get a bad rep, they actually understand what's going on.
Well,
and they're doing something about it.
Yeah, and here was a country that, Mike, here was a country that it's been socialist for how many years?
60.
They had a system, and heretofore it worked until what? Until they dissolved the national boundaries of France, until they dissolved their money, all-inclusive. Well, you're still French, and you speak French, but, you know, hey, now you're with the European Union. Well, they're finding out that they don't want to be in the European Union. They don't want EU currency. They want their sovereignty back. They want their borders back up. They want all the people that have been brought into their country. They want them gone. Take a look at, Steve, have you seen the articles written, what's happening over in Italy? I mean, these people are dead serious. They're throwing people the hell out of their country now.
Yes, they are.
So,
good.
I'm Mike.
Canary in the coal mine.
Canary in the coal mine. That's exactly right.
Thanks a lot, John. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call. Richard from Morgantown, North Carolina. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. It's Morganton, by the way.
Morganton. I'm sorry. I didn't read what was typed. Morganton.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm not loyal to Morganton.
Okay. Richard.
Anyway.
What's on your mind?
Real quick comment. You were talking about the Federal Reserve before being a private corporation and all.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add to that that the IRS is also a privately owned corporation. That's
yes,
offshore.
It is.
Yep,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted people to know that. It's private, and what they take from you, they don't give to the country. That's all traded at interest with the Federal Reserve Bank.
Well,
and,
Richard, Richard, what Greece has showed us in Sicily, they even showed us who the true ownership of the funny money script really is, and that's the banks themselves.
Yes.
You know, and that we discovered that through the bail-in, bail-out process. They went, wait a minute. You know, the bank can do whatever it wants with your funds because guess who it belongs to? That doesn't belong to you. That's not a measure of your labor. That's not a measure of your wealth. That's the measure of an account with decimal points in our bank using our money, ergo, it is ours.
Huh? May I add one other thing? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Please, no, go ahead, Richard.
Well, I was going to add, too, that the way it's set up currently in this country is that we are not citizens of the States United of America out on the land. We are actually citizens of Washington, D.C.
Well, and Richard, you know, there's something to be said about that, and I've gone through this exhaustively, but we are a confederation of states under the protection of the federal umbrella. The only problem is they couldn't keep their little genie in the bottle, and they went all over the place, scarfing up power any place that they could grab it. But again, not by way of the Constitution. This whole thing hinges on the people not understanding first, and you can understand, Richard, why I get so upset when people call this country a democracy. Because it was back when the founders were putting this thing together, somebody had brought up, well, why don't we just make this a democracy with a popular vote? That was struck down immediately.
Yes.
There had to be ways in which the government itself remained accountable to the people. Now, let me just point one other thing out. Yeah, the Fed went out there and grabbed all that power. The states have done a really crappy job with their 10th Amendment of their own state constitutions. But bear witness here, the reason why these states have their own constitutions, they're all sovereign entities. We just kind of joined together for the protection of the federal government. But we've realized who the real terrorist in this country really is. So,
that's absolutely true.
Yeah, so, you know, this is, we're on the precipice. And I don't know exactly how this is going to play out. I could put my rose-colored glasses on and give you a blow-by-blow description of what I think, or more importantly, what I hope would happen. I'm just looking at this on the real board. I'm neither positive or negative on the deal. I'm just tracking and tracing what's going on. I know what we the people have done before. I know the task ahead of us. We're going to need some help. Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country, and I don't give a damn what their job title is right now. If you've had enough, you've had enough. Join the party. It's the Restoration Party of the United States of America.
And my last comment is I've had enough.
Me too. Thank you, Richard.
Adios.
Ken in New York. We'll make you the final call. Hello, Ken.
Thank you, John, Steve. Smashing good show. I would just suggest that the way to get rid of the Federal Reserve is to go ask Vladimir Putin. He didn't seem to have much trouble doing it.
Oh, but wait a minute. Donald's supposed to be scared to even talk to Vladimir because it could prove that collusion. Forget the guy's the head of Russia, the former Soviet Union. Forget the fact that people like him over there and they keep voting him back in. Let's forget all that stuff. You know exactly, Ken, what the media is going to do if he gets together with Vladimir Putin.
Well, I would wish that I could have been a fly on that wall in that meeting when he walked in and said, we're going to have a new arrangement of audit. You're either going to put your signature on the contract or something else.
Or Trump has the ability to do the waiting game. And I do believe that he still has control of Mad Dog Mattis. Many people claim that he doesn't, but I have a funny feeling he has a rein on him. So we'll see how this plays out. But I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump does not have any wiggle room or error room to make a mistake. He's got to be
good
quick.
Good night, John.
Thank you, Ken. He's got to be quick and he's got to be concise. Mm-hmm. And I think if he puts out the call, the clarion call, there is a story. Hosted by Mike Adams, prepare for President Trump to call upon American citizens to defend the republic against the lawless deep state. We'll see how this plays out. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, read that story. Let me know what you think. And Steve Elkins.
Yes, sir.
You pessimist, you.
I'm a realist.
I know you are. That's why you're here.
I am.
All righty, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. And to all of you, thank you for being here today. Another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. Folks, take advantage of that front sight thing. I'm not just doing it for donations. This is a double-edged sword that will cut both ways, but you need to train up in case you need it, because in the middle of the chaos, you're not going to have a timeout. Wait a minute. I got to go train. No, no, no. Take advantage of it now.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.